We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another Jason on the line. And this is a Jason who's going to have a lot to do with the outcome of Sunday's game. The starting center for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce, brought to you by MD Anderson Cooper. They're in it to win it together. Here is the starting center, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Angela, how's it going?
Well, I'm so glad I get to talk to you today, Jason, because I was concerned about the intensity of the Eagles. But after what I saw yesterday on video, I'm not concerned about that at all. Could you tell us what happened that led to you? First of all, I guess you're not in favor of recycling, right, Jason?
No, I am very much in favor of recycling. But
all right, so what happened?
Basically, I got cleated down the shin, and it hurt.
Yeah.
And instead of acting like a grown-up, I acted like a child and threw a mini temper tantrum. That's the best way I can describe it. Like, you know, if you've ever stubbed your toe or hit your thumb with a hammer, I guess. Right. That's the best I can equate it to. And, you know, just acted like an idiot.
Well, you did destroy the recycling bin with one shot, which led me to wonder, Jason, are you now officially the backup kicker?
Maybe, yeah, I guess. I guess I'd be third string behind Camus, yeah.
All right, because it's... Sounds like you're pretty good at that. Hey, Jace, obviously we're making light of a very hard thing for this city to deal with last Sunday, and I'm sure for your team. What was your reaction when Carson Wentz went down?
In the game, you don't really have a lot of time to process it. You know, you're so focused on the game itself, I guess. So, you know, right when he went out after the touchdown, you're kind of like, oh, what's going on here? I was hoping it was just like a deep thigh bruise or something like that. But, you know, right away when they told me, you know, you got to start taking snaps from Nick, that we had to move on because obviously we were still involved in a game. And, you know, we just had to make sure that we were getting the snap count down, make sure that everything was going to be ready to go for the next time the offense went on the field. So you don't have a lot of time to process it in the moment. But afterwards, it was a sombering way to win the NFC East. That's for sure. You know, we clinched the division, so everybody's happy, and you know that's good. We won the game, that's good. But obviously, you know, losing Carson was an upsetting thing. You know, he's a guy that's, to say the least. I mean, he's a guy that's been really the leader of the offense, a huge reason to why we've played so well up until this point, and. A guy that, you know, does everything the right way, works hard, puts everybody in good positions, and is a huge reason to the success of our offense. So, you know, it was upsetting to say the least.
Hey, Jason, he took four snaps with a torn ACL. You were right there in the huddle with him. Did you have any idea he was that seriously injured?
No, I didn't. I saw him limping after after the one touchdown he ran in that got called back.
Right.
I saw him limping back to the huddle, and I was kind of, you know, I thought it was just, he got hit from the side. I thought maybe it hurt his thigh or something like that. I didn't think it was anything major. Then you find out he's got a, you know, torn LCL, torn ACL or whatever the injury is. And it's incredible. I mean, I don't know. You see the clips where his knee's like wobbling, and for him to stay in there and stick it out through a touchdown drive, I don't know. I mean, that shows the competitor that he is. I mean, not too many guys that I know have ever, played more plays after tearing an ACL. That's not very common. And he's just a competitive guy who loves the game of football. And, you know, he's a special player.
You know, what's really amazing about that sequence, Jason, on that fourth play, it was a fourth down play. And he goes back, and you guys did a great job. I mean, he was back there forever. And he stood back there with that knee, and he waited for something to open up, and he made that throw, and Jeffrey made that catch. Wow. I mean, you look at that now, knowing what he was dealing with. he was taking a calculated risk to be you know, blindsided and feel a pain he couldn't have believed. When you look at that now, is it amazing to you that he executed that play under those conditions?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I don't know how, you know, how you sit back there with any confidence and block that out, knowing that your knee's not stable. It's a remarkable play, and it's really a testament to just, you know, how competitive that guy is, for him to be able to block out something like that, where, you know, that's a pretty vulnerable feeling, not being able to run or much less defend yourself on a football field. He didn't blink twice.
Jace, now it's life after Wentz, and Nick Foles has got significant numbers and a lot of experience. How different is it with Foles running the offense, Jason?
I mean, it's different. They each have their little, obviously they're different people and different quarterbacks in general, but, you know, they have their little different things that they like, nuances, you know, communications. You know, I'm sure there's a difference for the receivers and the ball and all that. We're just trying to make sure that we, you know, up the communication this week, that we're that much more on top of it in practice, because, you know, this is a big deal. It's a big change. And, you know, Nick's a great quarterback, and we just got to make sure that we all get on the same page with him, rally around him, and give him a chance to be successful.
All right. He clearly is not as mobile as Wentz. Very few quarterbacks are. Does it in any way change the way you protect, Jason?
No.
No?
I mean, the biggest thing with Wentz is that you just can't stop blocking. Your job is still the same. You still got to block the guy in front of you. But usually with like a quarterback that's a drop back quarterback, you kind of have this, this count going on in your head, and you're not trying to. It's just something that happens, you know, subconsciously. But you have this clock of when the play is probably going to, when the ball is going to probably be thrown and when the play is going to be over. And with a guy like Wentz, you got to throw that clock out the window. It doesn't exist anymore, because he's going to keep the play alive. He's going to make guys miss. He's going to run. He's going to move around. He's going to extend the play, and that can lead to some big plays down the field. And some, I mean, it's a big reason why we've probably been pretty successful on third down this year, because of his ability to extend the play. But now obviously probably not going to have as much of that. But the bottom line is the offensive line is still responsible for blocking their man, and it doesn't really change too much up from that perspective.
Is it, when something like this happens, Jason, and you're an 11-2 team, so there's not many more gears to go to, but is this kind of like the rallying cry where guys can even up the intensity a little bit and play at a little higher level because they realize they've got to compensate for this kind of loss?
I think, you know, I'm going to say it's a tough. So you always are trying to play your best. You're always trying to play as hard as you can. So it's hard to up the intensity. And to be honest, if you reach too far, if you try and do too much, you're going to stop doing your job as well as you've been doing it. You know, you don't want to start thinking too outside the box, start trying to help other people out too much, because really at the end of the day, as long as everybody just does their job and does what they're being coached to do and asked to do, we're going to be a successful offense and a successful team. And I've been in situations where guys have tried to do too much, and you don't want to do that. I think everybody knows that Nick Foles is a great quarterback, and really our job this week as players is to just do our jobs, communicate to him and support him and make sure that we're on top of the ball in terms of what we're supposed to do, so that he can then do his job and understand what his responsibilities are.
You know what would make me feel a little bit better, Jason, if you could tell me that Wisniewski's going to be okay and play Sunday? What do you think?
Well, that would make me feel good, too. I mean, I love Wisniewski.
He's really good, man. I'll tell you. He's good.
He's
what do you think?
He's a great player. He's a smart guy. Yeah. He's a guy that, you know, helps me do my job better. It's like having two centers out there. He's a very smart guy. And he's helped me improve my game, believe it or not. I mean, he's a guy who's – I got a lot of respect for Stefan Wisniewski. And, with that being said, though, I think, you know, Chance Warmack and Isaac Seumalo are two great players as well. Obviously Isaac was the starter coming into the season, had a couple rough games, but I still have confidence in that kid. Chance is, I mean, he's a big, powerful guy. Really probably matches up pretty well against the New York Giants because they got a big physical front.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would love to have Wiz out there. But if he can't go, I'm still confident our O-line's going to be able to get it done.
All right. I just hope you know that you caused an internet crisis yesterday because everybody was speculating that you were hurt. Listen, you can't get hurt. You understand, Kelsey? We can't lose you. So don't even do crazy things like kicking recycling bins or whatever the hell it was. All right? Stay healthy, please, Jason. Please. All right?
You got it, Angela. You got
Thanks.
It.
Thanks, Jason Kelsey. Thanks, Jason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.